Welcome to another episode of the Spiritually Persistent Entrepreneur with your host, Sharon Wilson, founder and chief inspiration officer of coaching from Spirit Institute and master spiritual business mentor. The intention of this show is to provide transformational tips, tools, strategies, and resources that support and empower you to soar and shine in your business now. Enjoy.
Well, welcome everyone. I'm so excited you're listening in. I'm so excited for our guest today. In our talk today, she'll be sharing about how nothing changes until you decide for it to, and why you're not getting the results that you say you want and how to change it. You know, you're going to learn today how to recognize the signs that it's time to make a change, and also the decision that is holding you back, and to recognize that, and the first step you need to take to get better results. So I love it when we have direction like that. So I'm so excited for our amazing guest today. Let me tell you a little bit about her. She's a breakout growth expert, energy shifter, and speaker who inspires successful professionals who are dreaming to resign and do something new. And I totally get that. That was me 26 years ago. You know, she helps guide her clients through the sometimes overwhelming prospect of changing careers and starting a new business. And she's made it her mission to liberate independent, success-minded professionals from the shackles of a corporate career so they can start, grow, and scale their own business and not only replace their corporate income, but exceed it, which is, you know, just a pipe dream for so many people, but we know it can really happen. So I'm so excited for our guest today, Tammy Jaffe. Tammy, thank you for being with us today.
Thank you, Sharon. It's great to be here with you.
Thank you. And, you know, this is just a subject that's so near and dear to my heart because, you know, as we discussed, I mean, I was in corporate America and just, you know, really it took me, you know, wanting to leave the planet of my own hand to, you know, finally jump off of that boat. So I'm really excited for you to be able to share with folks ways that they can do that, not have to go through the kind of lessons, those kinds of lessons. You know, we don't need to have such a big catalyst, you know.
I think it's so important we learn from others that have been through it, right?
Exactly. So, you know, Tammy, I've been guided to ask everyone, because my podcast is called The Spiritually Persistent Entrepreneur, to ask all my guests when we first start out, what does being a spiritually persistent entrepreneur mean to you?
You know, I love that question. I love that this your podcast is around this. And I think for me, being a spiritually persistent entrepreneur is really knowing where your inner peace, where your joy comes from, where your spirituality sets you up for success, where that, what that means to each of us individually, because I do think it has a different meaning to each individual. And so knowing what that means and then being persistent in your approach around that. So being able to come back to the things that are always bringing you joy, the things that always bring you to that place of peace, those place of excitement, that place where you can step out to be, you know, I love the persistency you have in there. And I always say consistency, right? You've got to be consistent in your approach and how you're doing things, but doing that from a place that it's aligned with who you are and what you value and where you want to go in your life. And so for me, that's being able to, you know, I love being in different places and being able to connect with, you know, nature in some ways, and being able to, you know, go to Bali was one of my favorite experiences, and being able to travel the world and see these different things. Right now, that's a little bit more difficult, but being able to find those things that bring you back to who you truly are, that excite you, that get you going, and finding the things that you can be consistent in to help you get there. What do you need to do consistently as an entrepreneur to get you to that place where you can do the things that you love and bring you peace and joy and all those things in your life?
Mm-hmm. Oh, that is beautiful. Well, can you share one challenge, Tammy, that stands out, you know, that you've faced that's helped you to activate that more in you?
Yeah, I think, you know, just even being on the entrepreneur journey, it is a roller coaster at times.
Oh, and sure.
Even, you know, they say it's not just day to day, right? It's sometimes hour to hour, sometimes minute to minute. And being able to bring yourself back to a place of understanding why you are doing this, understanding what it means to you. And so I think, you know, a good example would just be when I'm getting to those moments, or you get someone who you really wanted to work with and they're just, they, you got the no for whatever reason, they're not ready. They can't, you know, whatever that reason is. And being able to bring yourself back to the place of, okay, why am I in this? What does this mean for me? What's my drive for helping this person or the next person that comes across? Because if you stay in that place of frustration and letting it get to you, then you won't be able to move forward and help the next person. You won't be able to move forward and do the things that you truly enjoy. And so one of the things I love to do is, it's really just kind of clearing some of that energy in the way, I do the brush off or brushing kind of the energy off after something like that happens. Clearing my throat chakra by just taking my hands and kind of, I always say it's like the grab and pull, like pretending like you're pulling something out of your throat, not necessarily touching it, but pulling it out and throwing it away, opening you back up to new opportunities and things that can happen. And when you do that, I think it brings so many more opportunities.
Absolutely. Well, I love that you're incorporating the energy in, because I think so often we're just not aware energetically what's happening. And I always believe that, you know, that whatever is showing up, it's in the divine right timing and order. And so, but that's easy to say, but when you have situations like that, right, when you're feeling really connected, say to work with someone or a particular result. So, you know, to be that, being attached to that. And I certainly know, you know, how that feels, and really stepping into that place where you can really work with the energy to be able to support you. I think that is really, really awesome. And I know that that's so much about what you do. So let's talk a little bit about that. So share with us a little bit more about what you see as the biggest reason people are not getting the results that they want in their lives and in their business.
Yeah, to me, I think the biggest reason is it comes down to clarity. Mm-hmm. And I believe that when we want to make a change, we want to do something differently, whether it's leaving that job, or, you know, you might just be trying to lose weight, you may be trying to get into a better relationship, whatever it is, there's like a change you want to shift, right? You set these goals and you're like all excited about them, and then something happens and you don't hit that goal. And the biggest problem is that people aren't clear. They don't have an understanding of exactly what it is they want to do. They don't have an understanding of how to make that happen. They don't have an understanding of who can help them with that. There's so many pieces that they're unclear on. And I believe it all starts with that clarity. And I talk about this in my book that's called You Already Made the Decision, You're Just Not Happy With It. And it's a guide on how to make better decisions or live with the ones you made. And the thing is, we've made a decision. We say we want to do something differently, but we haven't completely kind of committed to that. We haven't committed to figuring out the answers to it. And so if you can start with really asking yourself, what am I not clear on? Where do I need to get more answers? And as that clarity grows, I call it the clarity bubble, it expands. And that will in turn build your confidence, because your confidence is that faith and belief in yourself that you can do it, right? And you've got to have that faith and belief in yourself that you can make a change, that you can do something differently, that you can start your business and leave your job, whatever it is for you and the person that's listening. There's a change you want to make. There's a goal you want to hit. Where do you need to get more clarity? What questions do you need to be asking? And then as that clarity grows, it also gives you a little bit of courage, right? It gives you that courage to actually take a step and to do the next thing. And as you take that first step, the next step becomes a little more clear. And then you can take the next step because you don't have to have it all figured out from the beginning.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I know, you know, I wrote a chapter in Jack Canfield's book called Mastering the Law of Attraction. And I love one of the things that Jack talked about is, you know, it's like the journey, you know, people want the whole plan laid out and every possible thing. And it really, it's more about seeing 2 feet in front of you. And he talks about an analogy of, you know, when you have your, you know, when you have your, if you're in the dark and you have your lights on in your headlights, I mean, how far are you really seeing in front of you? About 2 feet. And so he says, you know, I really think that that is so key, especially when people are leaving their jobs and wanting to start their own business. And for the folks listening to us, probably a heart-centered business of some kind, you know, where whether they're, you know, making pizzas or doing whatever, they want to have a business that comes more from a heart-centered place. You know, they want to incorporate those principles, or maybe they want to go into healing or coaching or something that really just, you know, lights them up. And I think one of the most important things that you're saying here is about clarity. And I love your question, what am I not clear about? Because that is so, that can surface up. Well, yeah, what am I not clear about? And then just letting it be okay that I'm not clear about it. Because I know that that's a big part of, you know, what you support people on is, you know, you just kind of like make peace with where you are too, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Understanding where you are. And I think, you know, to your point, like only seeing a couple of feet in front of you, but if you, some people, if they saw the whole picture, they would just get completely overwhelmed.
Oh, sure. Right? You know, right. You just pull the covers up over your head.
Exactly. You're like, that's too much. I can't do it. I can't make it happen.
Yeah.
I have to go through all that to make this happen. Okay. And it gets scary and they get stuck in the fear because, or the overwhelm and can't get anything done because there's too much to get done. So sometimes just knowing the next step is all you need. And I love that sometimes all we have to do is ask the question, and the how or the who or the what shows up for us. Mm-hmm. And I am a big believer in that. And there's so many times where, you know, I've said like, I need to figure out, you know, X, Y, Z, whatever it is. I need to figure out how, you know, what the next step in my business is. I need to figure out who can help me with, you know, marketing or who can do that. And just by saying it and putting it out there that this is the next step for you, that this is something you need to figure out, people start showing up in your life with those solutions.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Oh, absolutely. I totally am on track with that. So, what do you see as typically holding people back from making a change? Like you talked about the different kinds of changes, right? Whether it's start working out or losing weight or, you know, starting to do a business on their own, maybe while they're still in their regular job. You know, I think when you and I spoke, I said, you know, I don't advise people to necessarily do it the way I did, which was just, you know, jump off the cliff, you know? And I said, not unless I can't convince you of anything else, because no one could have convinced me anything else. So, I mean, I just really had that absolute knowing that I was doing it. So what is the first step someone needs to take? Or I'm sorry, what do you see as typically holding people back from making a change? I want to start with that question first.
Yeah, I think one of the things that's holding them back is really the fear around it, the security of where they are. It's comfortable. It's the known. It's, you know, I don't have to work at it.
You might be miserable, but it's known. Like, you know, right?
Yeah. And even, you know, we always called it the security of the corporate paycheck, right? It's the corporate crack that people are addicted to. I mean, you truly are in some ways addicted to what you have. Mm-hmm. There's something that it's giving you. It's fulfilling in some way. And that may just be the certainty that you know it's there. And so it holds people back in just exploring what the other options are could be sometimes, because they just can't see beyond what they have. They can't see the options. They can't see the opportunities that are around them. And so you've got to be able to just get a little bit of courage to start to go and explore. How could this be different? What could this look like if I were to do something differently?
Mm-hmm. To begin to start that possibility thinking, like what are the possibilities of what could happen?
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And just allowing yourself to know that, I mean, they always say some people have to hit rock bottom before they make a change, right? And so a rock bottom can be very different for all different types of people. Mm-hmm. You know, what is that point you're at right now that you can say, okay, I'm not willing to go any further. Like, I don't need to make it any worse. What do I need to do to change this? What do I need to do to shift this?
Absolutely. Well, the other question I was going to ask you is, what is the first step someone needs to take when they realize that they want to make a change? So what's that first step?
Yeah, that first step, it's the decision is the very first step. I'll start with that. But I think that's the absolutely first step, is that 100% commitment to the decision that you are going to change. Okay. It's not the commitment that you've got it all figured out and you know everything that's going to happen. It's just that you're not willing to accept the way it is anymore, that you want to shift this, you want to see this change, and you're willing to ask the hard questions to figure it out.
Mm-hmm. It's like, something popped in my head just kind of, when you were talking, I was kind of envisioning someone saying, you know, I'm willing to make a change.
Mm-hmm.
I'm willing, because I just got goosebumps when I said that, because when we do that, when we say, well, I'm willing to make a change, we're not saying, as you said, that we have to have everything figured out. We're just saying that we're open. We're open to all of the support coming to us in all kinds of ways. But when you make that decision, when you draw that line in the sand that says, I'm willing to make this change, you know, I'm willing to create a business that really lights me up and also serves a greater good, right? But when you say that I'm willing, so what do you feel is the shift that happens from going to, you know, I want to make a change, or I think I want to make a change, to I'm willing to make a change? What's your sense of what happens between those two from people you've worked with and in your own experience too? What do you think is the shift?
Yeah, I think it starts with they're getting clear. They're getting clear on why they really want to do it, right? They've gotten that clarity that there's a reason they want to make a change. It's not just like, oh, it would be nice to leave my job and start a business. It's no, this is what I want to do. This is why I want to do it, because I want to create the freedom and flexibility in my life to be with my kids. It's because I want to be in control of my life and not let someone else control it. It's because I have a dream and I want to go after it, whatever it is for each individual. They get really pumped up and excited about why they want to make it happen.
Mm-hmm. I've also seen, you know, when someone starts with the why and it's focused on, you know, the service that they can provide, you know, the why, because, you know, whenever I've experienced in my own experience as well, whenever I'm talking about the why and it seems to be, you know, just focused on like the end results, you know, it seems to me that it doesn't have as much power, as much magnetic attraction energy, as when I'm really focusing in on, you know, well, how is that going to support and serve others? That could be my family, that could be people in my life, but also, you know, how how is that, or why do I want to do this? Like, why do I really want to do whatever this thing is? And whenever I've lost sight of the why, or maybe it's gotten crowded with a lot of details, that's when I, in my own experience, or even working with clients, have felt that's when it, you know, like you were saying about the clarity, I think that's when there is maybe a bit of a disconnect, you know, as far as the direction. Is that making sense?
Yeah, absolutely. I think you're right. It's, you know, if we can, when we start to lose sight of why we're doing it, we get caught up in the what we have to do, or mm-hmm. how we have to make these things happen, and can lose sight. You lose a little bit of that excitement, the momentum. Mm-hmm. And so bringing yourself back to, why am I doing this? Who am I helping? How is it making a difference? And every person is driven by different motivations, right? So understanding what motivates you, and understanding how you can have that constant reminder of why you're doing this. You know, I like to tell people, like, put a reminder in your phone where it comes up every day, right? Mm-hmm. And not, right. You know, you can do that with your goals. And I hear a lot of people talk about your goals, but like reminding yourself why you're doing it.
Yeah.
Like, exactly. what is it that this is going to do for you and mm-hmm. for others that you are serving, mm-hmm. and understanding what that is.
Yeah, absolutely. What, just one more question. What do you wish you would have known? What do you wish you knew then that you know now, kind of along the journey? Maybe you have one last tip for our listeners.
Yeah, I think for me, especially on the journey from employee to entrepreneur, I would say the one thing I wish I would have known is what to do when. Mm. And I always tell people, like, as soon as you like put that entrepreneur hat on, every social media is alerted. It's like mm-hmm. Facebook knows, LinkedIn knows, Instagram, Clubhouse. Everybody knows now that you are an entrepreneur, and they start targeting you. They start marketing. They start telling you that they have the perfect thing you need to do, and this is why you need to do it, and you're only going to make money if you do this. And all of a sudden, you've now like signed up for a million courses and all these things that sound amazing, and like they're going to make you a ton of money. And the problem is that you don't know what to say yes to, and you don't know what to say no to when you're first starting out. Yeah. Because you don't know what to do at each phase of your business. And you can waste a lot of time and money by going down the wrong path, by not knowing when you should introduce certain things in your business and when you should actually say, okay, I'm not ready for that yet, so that you can stay focused and get to the point where you've got consistent income coming in, so that you can then go invest in some of these other things.
Mm-hmm. That is really, really great advice, because, you know, everyone will tell you that they have the answer, they have the secret, they have the key, right? Yep. and absolutely that. And it's interesting, because since I started my business, 23 years ago, that wasn't the case, right? Because social media, it wasn't like everyone was just absolutely inundating you with all of that. And now I can really see how, especially someone starting now, it really is about turning off that noise. And as you were saying, you know, really getting clarity and then focus. That's what I really feel is important. It's like, you can't do everything and you can't do all of these things. You'll just get super scattered. And so you've got to get super focused. Like we said, you know, just with like the headlights, just to couple feet ahead of you. You got to get focused on that. Yeah. And energetically, then, you know, you've got more energy, as you were talking about, to be able to, for everything, not only your business or whatever you're doing, but your family and yourself. Because I think that's one of the things that really takes the back seat, especially for women, oftentimes, is our own self-care. Mm-hmm, you know, when we're doing that. So I could talk to you forever. I'd love to have you back on. We just kind of scratched the surface. So we'd love to have you back. But I always ask folks to bring a gift, and I know you brought something amazing. So can you share with folks a little bit about what you brought and how they can get it?
Yeah, absolutely. What I have for everyone today is the Corporate Cash Jumpstart Kit. And this is your guide in helping you go from that employee to entrepreneur without all the headaches. So giving you the very first things you need to understand in your business, how to set those up, how to go out and make some money right away without getting caught up in all the gimmicks and the things out there. And so this is absolutely free. You can get it at thejumpstartkit.com. And it's an incredible gift for you, because I know I wish I would have had this when I first started.
Absolutely.
It would have saved me so much time.
Absolutely. Well, I really appreciate you being here, Tammy. And is there anything else in closing that you want to share with folks?
I like to leave people with just saying, you know, get inspired by what you do. Get inspired by the people around you and take action on those things so that you can live the life you've been dreaming of.
Oh, perfect. Absolutely wonderful. We really appreciate you being here. And thank you, everybody, for listening in. We'll see you next time. And we see you living lives of love and joy and peace and prosperity and health in all ways. Always. We'll see you back here next time, everybody.
Do you hate selling yet love to be of service? In my free masterclass, you will discover 3 soulful secrets to client conversations that feel joyful, easy, and fun. Using these secrets, one of my clients made $8,000 in 1 week, and another client made $100,000 in less than 6 months. Register now at www.coachingfromspirit.com/masterclass.